Black and white singlets. It does say Hawks across the lapel area.
And a nice night. This match is over, I believe.
Is it?
Viroqua is going to advance.
Solberg,
yes.
Injury default then. So he will move on and await his fate here at 132 pounds. 2-0 to start the second period. No, it's not second period yet. They still have 20 seconds remaining in this first period. Riding is the Hawks wrestler, Ingham. Ingham rolls his opponent through, locks him in a cradle. He's got 8 seconds to work. And Bertling gets back to the front side. See if he had him long enough to get some points. The period will come to an end. 2 near fall. That makes it 4-0 in favor of Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien.
Well, he's a lanky young kid, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Prairie really building the program. They've had a good run. Mel Dow, their coach, some years ago. And, of course, he is now with the WIA.
We had the pleasure of meeting him last. Actually, you had to interview him a couple times, actually. Last June at the state finals for Ithaca.
And then he was here a year ago. I was told he was going to be here today. He may have been. Didn't have a chance to see him this year. Second period is underway, and adding 2 points now is Ingham. He leads by a score of 7-0 at 132 pounds.
Mat number one, we're at injury.
So they will delay that match as well. The championship bout still going on. A little bit too much angle on the arm, so the match is stopped. Ingham continues to lead it. It is 7-0 here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse.
Well, Mel probably visited Mineral Point, us, Dodgeville.
They're all right in the area.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, again, I was kind of surprised Dodgeville had a regional this close, because normally we'll see the Dodgers in the same regional as Richland Center and River Valley. But they hosted their own. They have a very fine facility over there. Match resumes now 7-0 in favor of Ingham of Prairie du Chien. Grabs the arm on the near side, and a stalling warning for the bottom wrestler, Nakusa Fort Edwards, and now rocking him into a cradle is Ingham. Bertling looking at the lights momentarily, got back to his front side. Again, using a reverse half now is Ingham of Prairie du Chien, looking for more, looking for a fall near the edge of the mat, and got it. Drake Ingham takes care of business for the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks. He is a champion here at 112 pounds. And for Prairie, they have, or 132 pounds, I'm sorry. He's got a ticket punch for next week. Prairie's got a couple of wrestlers for sure going on. And a champion in Ingham. The other man, Sir of Mauston Aceta and Stetzer of GET Melrose Maduro, are battling out. Solberg of Viroqua winning by injury default earlier here in 132-pound action. It looks like, as we look ahead to 138, I know a lot of folks were wondering about the status of Noah Radke, and he was just trying to get this thing done and tried to get a win, and he did get a win earlier. They list him as an injury default at 138 in the battle for second place, and so then that would drop him back to possible fourth place. So we'll see
He's trying to make it.
Yeah, he's just trying to make it. We'll see whether...
Because he was actually just drawing his leg.
Yep, just hobbling along. And
kudos to that young man.
Yeah, he's giving it his all.
Because he's a tough young man, so...
And he might make it through without wrestling another match today. I think that's what they're kind of hoping for, but he may have to come out and attempt here for the fourth place spot.
Just to make it the next week, maybe give him some time to heal.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Feel a little bit better anyway. So on the 132-pound match, Sir and Stetzer, and I think the Boston wrestler continues to lead, doesn't he?
No, I think he's behind. GET wrestler is winning that one.
I can't see the leg bands real well from here. But that's got about a minute 19.
It looked like a grapevine entangled to you.
And, yeah, I think you're right. Yep, it looks like G.T. Mellers Medora continues to lead. The wrestler Stetzer is in the bottom position. Sir of Mawson is riding here in the third period. And we have about a minute remaining. 5-3. It's certainly not an insurmountable lead.
If Stetler wins this one, there will be no wrestle back for second place.
And he continues to lead it. So they are attempting right now to finish strong with 40 seconds remaining. I haven't watched if either wrestler's been warned for stalling, but we'll have to remain aggressive. The Boston wrestler tries to lock in a cradle. And that's right now his only hope. He rolls through. He's very close to catching Stetzer to get him on his shoulder. Stetzer gets back to the front side. And the Boston wrestler continues to ride. We're down to 15 seconds here. 132-pound action. Sir Boston trying to come back and win this one. He's been riding the entire period. And I don't think he's going to get it here at the buzzer. That'll do it. 5-3, the final. So that means Jace Stetzer will finish third. Is that right?
Yep. Well, he's going to wrestle back Solberg.
He will have to wrestle, won't he?
Stetzer.
Sir will have to.
Yes. Yep.
So Sir drops back, and there will be a wrestle back at 132 pounds. Boston and the Viroqua wrestlers. 138 pounds. Action will continue as this will be a Prairie du Chien matchup against Adams Friendship again in the championship bout. As we told you, it'll be Noah Radke sitting this one out, injury default. So Gavin Tritz of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards is right now awaiting in the wings. And we'll have a fourth place possible bout there for Espen Pitts of Boston Nisita. He is taking arrows Fry, Lane Fry, and the championship bout is underway. Baumgartner shoots in, and now Wallner out of position, and wow, very close. Baumgartner was very close to scoring a fall, cinches it in, has both arms wrapped up, very close to a pin, and there it is. 30 seconds in the championship bout. Wow, coming out and taking care of business. Mason Baumgartner of Prairie du Chien is a champion at 138 pounds.
Wallner will take second. There will be no wrestle back for second place.
Okay. Wallner is there. And does that mean, let's see, check to see whether Radke will have to reappear here today or not. Baumgartner a champion. Wallner is right now in second.
Tritz will be third.
So right now, Pitts and Fry are wrestling. And a good bout. That is a 2-0 lead. That's for the wrestler from GET, Melrose Mindoro.
Radke will have to wrestle.
He will?
Yes, he will, because he hadn't faced any of these two at all.
Okay. Thanks for looking at that, Hank. It's surprising how many times that these two schools, it seems, have matched up today. Martin.
Yes, yes.
And the GET Melrose Mindoro, both with good programs. Looks like the match will be tied at 2. The Boston wrestler locks in a cradle right now and will score a couple of near fall to get down to the final 5 seconds of the period. Looks like the period will end without any other scoring. So 4-2 in favor of the Boston wrestler. Pitts still to go here. We've got some exciting action. We'll be going back to the Mineral Point friendly confines to see what's going on. They've got some wrestle backs still to go and possibly some team scores. They'll get done before we will today. But overall, under the circumstances...
Do you think Bill will come over and relieve us or no?
I doubt it. We didn't go relieve him last week when...
He didn't ask us to,
he
though.
He was out for 4 more hours.
I know that for those poor guys. So we're just waiting here to see who Racky's going to place or who's
going to wrestle. That's
yep.
Right. And hopefully he's able to continue again.
Yes, I do.
Noticeably limping on that leg. And they were told him he couldn't do any more damage to it, so he's trying to eke it out and see if he can make it to sectionals. But may have to reappear here today. It'll be interesting to see whether he does or not. The Boston wrestler right now with a lead of 4-2, if I'm seeing that right.
You are seeing that right.
Imagine that.
5-2 lead here for the Boston kid.
Okay. Minute 15 remaining in the second period. They are on their feet. Locked up head and shoulders, center of the mat, the orange RC mat, mat number 3. As they do battle, Boston trying to come in from the near side. Pitts slips off, goes low, another back up. Both standing up straight, now locked in. Trying the single leg is Fry, counter move for Pitts. Holds him at bay, and they will break a part and then near the out-of-bounds line, lock up again and out-of-bounds. 36 seconds remaining in the second period. Crowd has stayed here. Lots
Boy,
of
they have,
real
they?
Good fans here today.
They're just all over the place, and they're very, very outspoken. I mean, they're not yelling anything negative. They just cheer.
You know, and you don't, you know, we've had a lot of sectionals here, and the gym's pretty full for that, but I would say it almost equals a sectional crowd.
Right, yep.
A lot of people here. And, of course, you throw as many schools in as are here that brings out a lot of fans.
Yes, it does.
Trying to throw. Ooh, it's going to be Fry putting the Boston wrestler Pitts on his shoulders. He's going to run out of time, though, in the period. And will be it for the period, but 3 near fall. And that gives him a 7-5 lead.
Well, that was a quick change right there.
Yes, it was. How quickly things can change at this point.
Yes, it is.
So they're back to the center of the mat. 7-5 score. Pitts is trailing now. He is riding. And Fry of GET Melrose Medora, who is leading the match, is down in the referee's position. Whistle starts him. Standing up now is Fry. He breaks apart, and he'll gain an escape point to make it 8-5. And now they will shoot takedowns. Trying to gun in from the near side is Pitts. Pitts driving, grabs a hold of the double leg. Trying to come back and even the score here. He is coming around. He's close to getting the takedown, and he will. And now, still the points have not been awarded on the scoreboard. He's looking at possibility of a few more. The Boston wrestler Pitts trying to lock in a cradle. He's got a minute and 8 remaining here at 138 pounds. So the two are on and on. I thought there was another point.
I thought they were for the red.
For the escape.
Yes.
But unless, I don't know, but it's even up at 7. And they'll assess the situation later. 50 seconds remaining. And there is a reversal for 2 by Fry of GET Melrose Medora. So he takes the lead of 9-7. Hips trying to pop his head out. 35 seconds remaining. And if he can do that, he'd be able to come back around. Locked in around the neck there is Fry of GET Melrose Medora. Hips. They are side to side, down to 20 seconds to go. And Fry hanging on for dear life. And a stalling has been warning for stalling for Fry of GET Melrose Medora, who leads on the scoreboard 9-7, 16 seconds.
He was close to popping out of there, too.
Very close to changing the score. Immediately on the whistle, Pitts is up. He's going to be brought back down to the mat. 10 seconds remaining. 10 seconds to wrestle at 138 pounds. They break apart. Now roll through. Very close to getting out on top is the Boston wrestler. But no, he's not going to make it. And that'll do it. 9-7. The final. Fry gets the win. An exciting match. Again, all of that for the chance to be in contention for a fourth place match. And Fry will be taking on Noah Radke if he is able to continue wrestling at 138 pounds.
Next up on the 144 pounder, right in the middle here, will be the herd from Prairie du Chien, Drew Hurd. He's 35-13 as a senior. He's taken on Mr. Blaken from GET, Jackson Blaken. He is 35-6. Should be a dandy right here in front of us.
And we also have Schulte from River Valley,
yep,
who's trying to wrestle back. Mason Schulte on the mat. He'll be taking on his opponent, Mason Romanelli of Boston, Acusa, Port Edward.
And he's already scored two. Schulte has.
Right away, a takedown for Mason. Trying to score some points here and get into contention to go to next week with the Wisconsin Dells. The contingent of River Valley wrestlers going to the Dells.
Is this Schulte? Is he? I believe his grandpa is Glenn Schulte. He's who is from around the Reedsburg area.
Oh,
he's an umpire.
Sure, I know Glenn.
Yep,
you bet.
Yep, good guy.
Did not realize that. Mason rolling through near side again, leading 2-0, and looking for more on Romanelli. Mason rolls through, and again using the near arm is Mason Schulte. Wrestlers stand up, and they will break apart momentarily, not long, and then Schulte puts his wrestler down to the mat, and the match is now going to be delayed. Looks like a bit of an injury as Romanelli will be slow to get up. He is up and all right. Nothing major there. They just wanted to check on the wrestler's well-being. And Romanelli back to the middle of the mat, and now joined by Schulte. Mason in the riding position. Whistle starts him. Mason goes to a double arm bar, and now a potentially dangerous call. We'll stop the mat, and they'll get back to the center of the mat and the activity here. 2-0. Mason Schulte, River Valley leading. Schulte with the lead. He's got a chance to possibly score a little bit more. Coming out with the lead here and looking for more, Hank.
Yes, he is.
Romanelli is trying to get off the mat. That's probably his only hope right now. Schulte was in contention for a pinning combination. And, yeah, they're going to give three near fall points. So Mason's got five now. They go back to the center of the mat.
How did he score two? I didn't see it. Did you? Romanelli. I didn't see Romanelli score, but
I think he has a couple of escapes, maybe.
Okay.
Been trying to watch all three of them.
I'll tell you what, it's tough.
And then, you know, we didn't have the four-mat format like Bill did today. But three-mat format is a lot to watch as well. Whistle starts him again. Mason Schulte in that three-point combination earlier has taken the lead of 5-2. And both boys with their feet still in bounds are close to going out at the end of the period here. And there they go, out of bounds. So it looks like the score is 5-2, or let's see. Oh, they were out of bounds before the period ended. Just 2 seconds remaining in that first period. Back to start again. And there's the 2 seconds, and 5-2, Mason Schulte after one period of wrestling.
Down here on the fourth place, I got Blazak from Adams Friendship taking on Sampson from Wisconsin Dells. At 6-2 right now is the Dells. What, the Dells young man. And then the middle here, Hurd from Prairie du Chien, is up 3-0 in the second period with 1:05 to go.
All right, sounds good. Wrestlers on their feet to start the second. Schulte picks up his opponent, now puts him down, and gets the two, and he's going for more. Mason Schulte going to be close to scoring the fall boy. Fighting out of that is Romanelli. He sits up and now brought back down by Schulte, and there's the pin.
Nice job.
Mason Schulte gradually built the lead, and he gets the win by fall right there. 2:25, the pin time for Mason, and he will await his fate here on the rest of the day at the Richland Center Regional, and what is happening at the championship mat. It is Blaken, Jackson Blaken of GT Melrose Mindoro, battling out against Hurd of Prairie du Chien, and that one right now is a 3-0 lead, and the lead belongs to the Prairie du Chien wrestler, Hurd. Rory again having a real nice day here at Richland Center. in contention to possibly move on to the next level.
Yes.
River Valley, the site of the team sectional coming up on Tuesday night. We'll be checking in to see what's going on at Mineral Point coming up in a little bit as well. They're probably getting near the end, I would think. They
got to be getting close, don't they?
Yeah, I would think so, too. Period comes to an end, 3-0. The Hawk wrestler leading in the championship bout.
And just looking ahead, Phil, if Blaken wins this and the championship, I'm sorry, if Blaken loses this, there won't be any wrestle back for that. So
okay. That would mean Mason Schulte would go as a third-place wrestler then for River Valley. And we'll see what kind of a difference it makes. This is a tough regional here.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, you know, you very well could finish down the line, second, third, or fourth here, and place well and go to state next week. That's the goal, right?
And Blaken, yes, Blaken just picked up a point for an escape, and now they're out of bounds.
Back to the
center. So here we go. Sparring in the middle. Blaken trying to get advantage and let loose. Then they're back. Locked heads. Going in for a single is Hurd. Hurd's looking, trying to score some points here. Can't get it. Has a tight grip on the leg. And down at the other end, you have something down there, Phil?
Very close to a pin is Blazik of Adams Friendship. Very close as he locks in from the near side, and there it is. He gets the pin. Pin time of 4:32.
Wow, so back in the middle here, Hurd, and then now they're out of bounds. Hurd's leading 3-1 in the third with a minute and 1 second to go. So that referee's position, and back in there, they're back to sparring in the middle. Hurd and Blaken for the championship of the 144 pounds. Hurd from Prairie du Chien leading 3-1. Blaken looking to make something happen in the last 40 seconds here of this round, of this match. Match number three, round number three. So still nothing. They're just Blaken locked up. Both still on the feet. Trying to. And now Hurd takes him out and going to be rewarded 2 points for a takedown. So Blaken's going to take the down position. Hurd's going to take the up, leading 5-1, 24 seconds left. So, and here we go. Blaken's going to get the 1 point for the escape, so 5-2, 15 seconds left. Blaken's looking to try to make something happen, but Hurd's playing the out-of-bounds line. Both back up, 12 seconds left. 5-2 Hurd from Prairie. Both headlocked, centered. Blaken really trying to find something to, trying to force Hurd into a mistake, and there's the match. And Hurd's going to be your champion, Phil, from Prairie du Chien. And a 5-2 contest.
Congratulations to Drew Hurd.
Drew Hurd, yes, from Prairie.
Champion this time around. So he advances to next week at Wisconsin Dells in the sectional.
And Blaken has already beaten Schulte today, so Blaken's going to finish second. And Schulte will finish third.
Okay.
And in the we'll have Romanelli against Blazak. For the wrestleback for fourth place to head the next weekend.
They've not met yet. Nope. All right. Sounds good. 150 pounds. It's Wyatt Knockreiner, River Valley, going for a championship against Landon Windsor of GET Melrose Mindoro. Championship bout. And we'll keep an eye on that one. They are underway, locked up. Knockreiner, a great year, the junior. He has a couple of wins today, winning by a fall against King and also Perkins of Prairie du Chien. They're out of bounds on the near side. Windsor of GET Melrose Mindoro. Landon is a junior as well. He hit the 30-win plateau earlier this year. A couple of victories today. And right now a 2-1 lead, it looks like, for the wrestler from GET, Meros Mandoro. They're locked up again.
Mat number one, I have Perkins from Prairie du Chien taking on Abbotts from Wisconsin, from Wautoma.
So the wrestlers sparring on the far side, right at the edge of the mat. There's a takedown for Knockreiner, and he'll take a 3-2 lead. Looks like this could be a hard-fought one all the way.
Yes, it could.
They're back to the center of the mat after going out of bounds. Very active. They've been all over the place here today in the opening minute of this one. And letting him go now for the escape will be Knockreiner. So we're tied at three. Wyatt feeling, hey, I'm on my feet. Maybe I can be a little bit more comfortable and kind of do what I do. Shoots in for a possible double leg, comes up empty, and then slips around, and he's got the takedown. So Wyatt, very comfortable and in control there as he gets a 5-3 lead. Grabs the near arm, trying to use a little leverage on Windsor. Windsor holding his base. GET Meros Mandoro having a good day today. Could get out of here as a team, maybe, to a team sectional. River Valley has had a good day with individuals.
Speaking of teams, 252 points to Prairie du Chien right now.
Okay.
And GET Gallet or Triple O, 219. Closest one after that is 182.5 from Mauston.
All right.
So it's a tough regional here.
Yes, it is.
It is a tough regional.
Period comes to an end, 5-3. Wyatt Knockreiner in the lead after one here at 150 pounds. We'll be checking in with Mineral Point following this to see what is happening on a hill far away with Bill and David. Second period getting underway now again as we get set. Wrestling on the near side, the matchup 5-3, the lead for Knockreiner. Shoots in. Now they're locked up head and shoulders. Knockreiner goes low and gets out of position. He's caught by Windsor. Windsor has the headlock in, and then rolling through is Knockreiner. Boy, points are going back and forth. Reverse for Knockreiner. We should be even at five. And
should be 7-7.
And then 8-7. There was an escape there, too. Boy, there's lots of points.
All right.
So there's some blood time now. Match stop at a minute 25 remaining here in the second period of wrestling at 150 pounds.
I honestly thought Knockreiner was ahead by a point here because I thought he gave him one.
Well, unless we're looking at the leg bands wrong, but I don't think
no,
so.
No, no. Nope.
And maybe they changed. No? They're still looking at the score as well. They blanked out the score there for a moment.
Yes.
And the blood time starts.
And here on mat two, we have Perkins from PDC taking on Abbotts from Wautoma. And Perkins from Prairie du Chien, they're just continue to add up the points down there for Prairie.
Prairie having a strong day as a team and individuals as well. All right, so it looks like the blood time will be over and they're heading back to the mat. 8-7. The score, a minute 24, remaining here at 150 pounds. And the wrestlers start into action again. Knockreiner in this match trailing now by a score of 8-7. Good bout, lots of activity, lots of scoring here, all in a flurry. That sometimes happens in the sport of wrestling.
And Racky, it seemed Racky was in total control at first. I mean,
shooting in now, sliding in is Windsor at the knees, and Knockreiner stands right up, brings him back up. They are chest to chest and out of bounds. 55 seconds remaining in the second period. Back to the center of the mat. The whistle starts them again. Windsor and Knockreiner sparring. Knockreiner shooting in momentarily. Both wrestlers cautious at first. Knockreiner shoots in, comes up empty, countered by Windsor, and they'll slide apart again. 34 seconds remaining in the second period. They're on their feet again at 150 pounds, and Knockreiner, who led this one by a handful of points earlier, trailing 8-7, down to 19 seconds in the period. Wyatt Knockreiner and Windsor are locked up head and shoulder. We're down to 10 seconds in the period. Both wrestlers now shooting in for the ankle, and coming up empty is Knockreiner. And the period will come to an end. 8-7, Windsor leading, and we got a third period that's going to tell the tale here, perhaps.
You called it from the beginning, Phil. It's going to go all the way to the end on this one.
Yeah, it seems like it. There was just that brief moment where Windsor had kind of caught Wyatt, but he didn't last very long. He caught him in a throw and then had the head, but then that's when Knockreiner made the quick move and got the reversal points. Third period underway now. Knockreiner will be in the down position. So his mission is to get up and out of there here. And
he's looking for an escape.
Try to tie it up here. He is held at bay, locking in the legs as Windsor. Tying in, and now up on all fours is Knockreiner, trying to bridge out of there, try to bear crawl out of there any old way. Minute 39 remaining, and there is a momentary delay. Looks like clasped hands, perhaps. They're going to stop match action and start again. Whistle starts him. Knockreiner stands up, broken back out of the mat by Windsor. Knockreiner getting up again. We're going to see some blood time. Match is stopped, and they're back to the corners. A minute 30 remaining here in the third period. 150 pounds. The other mat.
Yep, the other mat down here. I have Perkins from Prairie du Chien up 5-2.
Okay.
On Abbott's from Wautoma.
And this one over here must have ended.
This one over here ended.
We'll get the score on that. The fifth place bout, a lot to watch here, that's for sure.
Especially with a wee knee like me, you know. Just,
and a wee knee like me.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Looks like the blood time will be ending.
Ortiz from Arcadia wins that one, Phil, and a fall at 1 minute and 38 seconds.
All right. Thank you very much. Blood time continues here at 150 pounds. The match has a minute and a half to go. And cleanup time again on a nosebleed.
Prairie du Chien, Perkins wins that down there. He's going to go in the second and a wrestle back for second place.
Jackson advances. All right, here we go. 8-7 score. Match underway. A minute and a half to go. Knockreiner in the down position immediately stands up, trying to tie this one up, trying to break the hands free, and he does. We're even at 8. Now Windsor and Knockreiner are shooting takedowns, sparring on the far side of the mat. Wyatt, the top-seeded wrestler here, Landon Windsor, G.E.T. Mellows Mindoro, trying to win one for his team. We've got a minute to wrestle, and we are tied at 8 here at 150 pounds. Something's got to give. Both wrestlers very active here. Still, got to be starting to wear down a little bit. It's been a long, grueling match.
For both of these wrestlers, they've had a grueling day, because it seems like every time they were on the floor, they...
Shooting in for a single leg now is Knockreiner. Coming around, if he can pop ahead, he'll take the lead, and he does. Wyatt Knockreiner jumps ahead 10-8 with 30 seconds remaining. You'll recall Windsor did a pretty good job of getting out earlier and turning things. So Knockreiner holding on tight, locking in a cradle now with a total of 20 seconds remaining in the third period. 10-8, Wyatt Knockreiner, River Valley in the lead. Windsor can't escape the grasp there, trying to roll out, gets the right hip out, and brought back by Knockreiner. And this is going to be the final, 10-8. River Valley's got a champion at 150 pounds. Congrats to Wyatt Knockreiner, a regional champion here at Richland Center. You're listening to WIAA Regional Tournament Saturday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-89 today.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
What a great experience, competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Limeridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Limeridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco Seed, and general farm supplies. Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years, this is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Well, as we head toward the 5 o'clock hour, we're down to about four wrestling matches remaining here at the Mineral Point Super Regional. Along with David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining. We have a matchup at 157 pounds for fourth place between Job Wetter of Boscobel Wazika Steuben and Logan Wolf of Lancaster. How are things going for Mr. Wetter as Boscobel Wazika Steuben attempts to get at least one man onto the section?
Well, he's down by three, and right now he's given up more near fall. One less than a minute to go here in the second period. 4-1, soon to be 7-1. There's the three near fall that gets it to 7-1. 45 seconds to go in the second period.
At our last report, we also had a chance for Drew Sander, Boscobel Wazika Steuben sophomore, to make it onto the sectional. 132 pounds. He wrestled for fourth place, but was defeated by Nolan Shep of Fenimore. So Sander finishes fifth year, and right now is on the outside looking in. Drew Sander is out. Job Wetter is all that remains for Boscobel Wazika Steuben, and he'll have to overcome a 7-2 deficit.
We also got Caleb Burkham of Ithaca West, and he's out there wrestling for fourth place against Mac Buster of Mineral Point. Currently a 2-1 lead for Burkham. 10 seconds to go here if he can hang on and not give up the takedown. But got to keep battling, which he does. So a nice job there, not giving up that takedown to get into the second period with a lead, 2-1.
Two periods are in the books in that 157-pound matchup for fourth place. It's now a 12-6 lead for Logan Wolf of Lancaster. Job Wetter is down by six. Also battling some injury today. We're glad to see him out here wrestling this last match. Of course, if he doesn't get to go on to sectional. I think he knows that. Third period is underway. He's down 12-6. If you want to pick up on the Caleb Burkham match, David, that's fine. I'll keep an eye on Joe Bledder.
All right, Caleb's match here in the second period. He starts down in the referee's position in the bottom with his opponent, Max Buster, the senior of Mineral Point, on top. Here, Caleb is broken down but works back up to his face, keeping the knees spread and the hands out in front. Now he tries to sit out and switch. As Buster is able to follow and cover the hips again on the backside. Caleb continues to work here, trying to get an escape. Sits out again and turns. Buster continues to follow, trying to control the wrist underneath. Trying to flatten him out. 2-1 lead here for Caleb Burkham 1 minute to go in the second period. Winner goes on. Loser is done for the season here. Fourth place matches here. It's the Mineral Point Division III sectional, or excuse me, regional.
Next week we can say the Mineral Point Division III sectional.
That's right. We'll be right back here next weekend. Gill continues to battle on the bottom side as Buster's been able to control him from the top to hear the whole second period. And there's a warning against Caleb for stalling. Like we have a final there with Joe Wetter. We'll get that here in a second. 30 seconds to go in the second period here. As Caleb is able to get the escape, so he goes up 3-1. Now Buster's down in on low single, trying to step over the leg. If he limp arm out, he'll get that takedown, which he does. So now he ties it up 3-3 with 10 seconds to go in this second period. And he is able, Buster is able to ride out. Burkham here gets to the third.
The Mineral Point man on.
That's 3-3 tie.
Well, the tournament is over for Job Wetter and also for the Boscobel Wazika Steuben wrestling team. Logan Wolf of Lancaster in the wrestleback for fourth place at 157 is a pin winner in 414 over sophomore Job Wetter of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Both Wetter and his sophomore teammate Drew Sander placed fifth in their respective weight classes. As of now, Boscobel Wazika Steuben has no sectional qualifiers. The only other team that has been shut out is Kickapoola Fired Youth Initiative. Their tournament has ended as well.
Now we got injury time here for Caleb Burkham as they're working on him and his asthma here. He's got the inhaler. So it looks like he's about ready to go back to work. Since he gets set, 2 minutes on the clock for the third period. He's in the top position as Buster is able to come to his feet to get the escape to take the lead 4-3. Lots of time on the clock yet for Caleb here. He can score a takedown here. That would be nice. He was able to score the first takedown of the match that starts off the scoring. Now Buster's got overhead top front headlock. Now nice double leg takedown there for Caleb. Now he's just got to keep those knees in tight. Crawl up the back, which he's doing a pretty good job. He's got to take to keep that arm. Stay deep between the legs, but he's not able to. As Troy Clary is trying to tell him to stay between the legs and get that half Nelson, but Buster's able to come around and get to his hands and knees, stay and gets the escape. Now Caleb's got to go right back to his takedown. Tied now 5-5 as Buster dives in for a single leg. Caleb's got to work that wizard. Get that wizard in there tighter. Clear that head. Buster does a nice job keeping his head tight. Gets that hip to drop down to the mat. He's able to cover the hip. Oh, Bill, we got Mac Neath out here. He's looking for a pin. He's got Owen Callahan on his back at 285 pounds. He's also wrestling for fourth place. He does get the pin in 44 seconds for Mac Neath of the Ithaca Western Co-op. So congratulations to Mac. Now we got to get Caleb to get some points. He's down by two here, 20 seconds. He's got to have a comeback. He's got to get a reversal tied up. Down 7-5. Struggling to get up off the bottom as Buster's able to control the ankle. Final 10 seconds here in this match. He's just not able to get up off the bottom as Buster has been able to ride him out every time he's been in the top position and making it tough for Caleb. And that is the end of our match there with a final of 7-5 for Max Buster of Mineral Point.
We're down to a couple matches remain. I tell you what, let's keep it here. Grant Matthews is ready to go, David. Grant is hoping to hold second place in the 285-degree weight class, and his opponent is also from Mineral Point, and that is Matt Horrett as they go at it for second place at 285.
Yeah, Grant gets the first takedown there as he goes in and for the underhook, and he's able to get Orrit to the mat, so he's got the earliest takedown in the match here, just 20 seconds into it. So he's looking tough here already against his opponent, the junior from Middle Point. This is our last match of the day, folks. And Grant's got him on the back. He's looking for a pin to end the day here. There it is, a 40-second pin for Grant Matthews of Riverdale.
That didn't take long.
No.
Well, he bowed out of the championship match. There was none. We were told injury default, but we didn't even see the match start.
Right.
He didn't wrestle against Evan Grotz, then had to defend second place against Matt Orrit of Mineral Point, and it took him just 40 seconds to do so. Well, as David said, that is our last match. We need to catch up on our program a little bit, and we'll be back in just a moment with a final report from Mineral Point High School, where the Super Regional has come to a quick end. Back in a moment. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
From plumbing, electrical, paint and power tools, to lumber, farm supplies, rental equipment, and small engine repair, Nelson Egger Center is your project headquarters since 1954. Our number one goal is to provide excellent customer service, and you can expect a personal, helpful experience from our knowledgeable staff. Start your next project at the locally owned and operated Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua, serving you since 1954.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
Well, it's all over but the shouting, and they're doing a little bit of that down on the floor. Maybe I can recap the weight classes, David. You can keep your ears open for the final team scores, but this came to an end fairly quickly here at Mineral Point this afternoon. And for our area teams, some highlights, some disappointments along the way. An excellent day for the Riverdale Chieftains. It looks like they will send eight men on to the sectional next weekend. Iowa Grant Highland has 10 going. Looks like Ithaca Weston has 3. Mineral Point, 7. North Crawford Seneca, 2. Kickapoola Farge Youth Initiative and Basketball Wazika Steuben have been shut out here of this tournament. We'll take a look at what their possibilities are and who their sectional qualifiers are in just a moment. At 106-pounds, your champion, junior Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle. Runner-up, Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca. Taking third place, Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore. And fourth to Terry Sage, a sophomore from Riverdale. At 113-pounds, the champion, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle. Runner-up is Elliot Kite of Mineral Point. Third place, to Slater Valley of Parkview Albany, and fourth place, Class of Fenimore. The champion at 120 is Riverdale freshman Lakota Brewer. Great day for him. Second place to Cade Birchman of Fenimore. Third to Mineral Point freshman Mason Stullion. And fourth place, Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand, who won that battle with Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston, who's on the outside looking in at this point. At 126, the champion sophomore Brody Meese of Riverdale. Runner-up is Colton Tollefson of Fenimore. Excuse me, Danny Finley of Parkview Albany is a runner-up. Tollefson is third, and fourth place to Jamin Crapp of Lancaster. Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland is the champion at 132 pounds. Rowan Carey of Mineral Point places second. Jacob Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle is third, and Nolan Shep of Fenimore fourth at 132. The champion at 138, Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland. Runner-up, Sean Duffy with Riverdale. Good day for him. Third place to Malin Hahn of Fenimore. And fourth to Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca. Ian Crapp of Fenimore wins the weight class at 144, followed by freshman Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, who finishes second. Another freshman, Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point, is third. And Chase McGuire of Riverdale places fourth at 144. At 150, the champion, Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. The runner-up, Tyler Zansavage of Fenimore. Placing third is Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston. And fourth, Devin Tidrick of Lancaster. At 157, the champion is Kristen Stelt of Fenimore. Runner-up, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. Taking third, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. And fourth goes to Logan Wolf of Lancaster. At 165, the champion, Cade Rule of Mineral Point. Emerson Moen of Iowa Grand Highland is second. Seth Greeno, DeSoto's lone sectional qualifier, is third. And fourth goes to Ryder Zansavage of Fenimore. Just missing out, senior Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston. At 175, the champion, Riley Wanick of Riverdale. Runner-up, Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore is third. And Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland places fourth. At 190, the champion, Wyatt Anand of Fenimore. Runner-up, Caden Renish of Riverdale. Taking third, Sam Schwengels of Parkview, Albany. And fourth goes to Darren Loffenberg of Iowa Grand Highland. He won by a medical forfeit over Sawyer Swiggum, a sophomore for North Crawford Seneca, who did not wrestle in that fourth-place match. At 215, the champion, Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. The runner-up is Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany. Third place to Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. And fourth to Mac Busser of Mineral Point, who won that match over Caleb Burkram of Ithaca Weston, who finishes in fifth place there. At 285, the champion is Evan Gratz of Fenimore. Runner-up, Grant Matthews of Riverdale. Third place to Matt Orrett of Mineral Point. And Mac Nee of Ithaca Weston goes on to the sectional next weekend as the fourth place finisher at 285. David, you have some team scores for us.
I do. I have the final team scores finishing in 13th place was basketball was Ika Steuben with 24. 12th place, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative with 28. 11th place, River Ridge with 34. DeSoto in 10th place with 53. 9th place is North Crawford Seneca with 60. Pecatonica Argyle in 8th place with 89.5. Tied for 6th place is Ithaca Weston and Lancaster with 94. 5th place is Parkview Albany with 103. 4th place, Mineral Point is 205. 3rd place is Riverdale with 208.5. 2nd place is Iowa Grand Highland with 268. And your championship champion at Fenimore at 292.5.
And in addition to winning the team championship, Fenimore advanced 14 wrestlers. All the wrestlers go on to the sectional next Saturday. They don't have to go on. They come back here.
Correct.
Mineral Point for the individual sectional. As far as our area teams go, let's just take a look quickly and see how things went today. First of all, for the Riverdale Chieftains, they have two. Make that three regional champions, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Riley Wanick. Runners-up, Caden Renish and Grant Matthews. Also going on to the sectional, the runner-up, Sean Duffy, and fourth place finishes from Kerry Sage and Chase McGuire. Eight wrestlers from Riverdale qualify for the sectional next weekend. Good work for the Chieftains. For Ithaca Weston, they managed to get three men through. Ashton Bennett and Nolan Waldner go on as third place finishers. Mac Neath also qualifies as a fourth place finisher at 285 pounds. Just missing out, three wrestlers finished in fifth place for Ithaca Weston: Ethan Stoll, Logan Anderson, and Caleb Bertram. And as we've said, they need to be ready to go in case they get the call. But right now, they did not make it through the Mineral Point Regional. For North Crawford Seneca, they qualify two wrestlers for the region of the sectional next weekend. They are runner-up Jaron Grimslet at 106 pounds and Tyson Sprosty, who finished fourth at 138. Sawyer Swigum took fifth place at 190, but did not qualify. Neither Boscobel Wazika Steuben nor Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative qualified anybody for the sectional, although both Drew Sander and Joe Bwetter of Boscobel finished in fifth place, just missing for the Bulldogs. And Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative didn't have anybody get as close as that. Some of the other teams we've kept an eye on today: Mineral Point, as David said, with their strong finish in the top four here at the regional, finishing in fourth place with 205 points. The Pointers have an individual champion in Cade Rule, a couple runners-up in Elliot Kite and Rowan Carey. Third place finishes for Mason Scullion, for Jacob Dannenberg, and for Matt Orrett, and a fourth place showing for Mac Busser. The seven wrestlers from Mineral Point make it on to the sectional, just missing out their 106-pounder, Lennon Ewert. And for Iowa Grant Highland, let's take a look and see how that co-op did today. They have championships from Hunter Stevens, Elliot Biba, and Tyson Imhoff. Also, Bodie Brockhoff with a championship at 215 pounds. Runner-up showings from Brock Hinderman, Jackson Bussey, and Emerson Mullen. Also, fourth-place finishes for Lucas Christensen, for Gavin Hinderman, and for Darren Loffenberg. 10 wrestlers from Iowa Grant Highland go on to the sectional, just missing out. Both Jace Connor and Max Kelly placed fifth in their respective weight class. David, any comments as we wrap things up today?
Well, another good day, well hosted by Mineral Point. Some good wrestling, good officiating. You know, the teams that we follow, certainly there's some disappointment out there, but all in all, they did well. You know, like you had mentioned, Iowa Grant getting 10 guys, Mineral Point getting 7, and Riverdale doing well with 8, and then Ithaca Weston sneaking a 3 guys through. So disappointing semifinal round. I'm sure the coaching staff for Ithaca Weston did not win a match that semifinal round, but bounced back, got 3 guys through, and you know, all these guys, all the teams that we follow, will be back here next weekend, and hopefully they can continue to get better and advance and get a bunch of guys to the state tournament.
Stay healthy, make it through a good week of practice, and we'll talk about you next Saturday as well.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Fenimore and Iowa Grant Highland, the top two teams here. They switched places from last weekend's all-SWA-LSWC conference clash. Actually, Prairie du Chien finished in between champion Iowa Grant Highland and third place Fenimore at the conference meet. The Fenimore turns the tables here, wins the team championship. Both the Golden Eagles and Iowa Grant Highland go on to the team sectional Tuesday night. The rest of these individuals we keep an eye on next Saturday. We're going to send things back to Richland Center as they wrap up that tournament as well as we approach the 5 o'clock hour. Thanks for joining us today. For David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents, support your community by shopping local at NAPA, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to